60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, if you could go back in time and do everything all over again and change your career to anything that you wanted, what would you want to be?
Whoa.
Wow.
Would you want to be a pretentious movie critic?
That sounds fun.
A Goodyear blimp pilot?
Oh, wow. Didn't even think of that as an option, strangely.
Wow.
Or Jubal Flagg's personal assistant.
Oh, that sounds,
amazing.
Yeah.
Jelly.
I think for me, if I could start over, I would be a child actor.
Really? Don't they always turn out like really bad?
You're really small, so you think you can fill that role for longer than most children?
I think so. It works out well for people. Look at Lindsay Lohan, Macaulay Culkin, Corey Haim, Amanda Bynes. Huge success stories, all child actors.
And when I reflect on them, I do feel like you missed your calling.
I really think I did, and it wouldn't be easy, but I think it would be worth it because in the news this morning, the original kids from the TV sitcom Modern Family all just signed new 2-year deals with the show, and they scored big raises.
Uh-oh.
According to reports, Sarah Hyland, who plays Haley, Ariel Winter, who plays Alex, Nolan Gould, who plays Luke, and Rico Rodriguez, who plays Manny, will each make over $100,000 per episode.
So I read this yesterday, and it was, like, astounding, right? But then I read that the adults on the show make over $500,000 per episode.
Jeez.
Yeah, those people
are. How is that fair?
They're making a killing. Yeah, I don't know why the kids get paid so much less.
You guys are acting like it's child labor or something. It's 100,000 episodes.
I mean, it's a lot of money, but in comparison, it's what, 1/5 of what the adults are making?
I mean, true.
And they're in the show just as much.
They're in the show constantly. It's not like they're in it any less.
And Sarah Hyland and Ariel Winters, although their kids on the show are adults.
Technically.
Yeah, aren't they like 18 and 20?
Sarah Hyland's like 26 or something crazy.
Yeah, she's old. She's a lot older. Anyway, it's more than $2.2 million per season. So child actor looks like a pretty good career move. I might just stop this whole radio thing and get after it. I think
good
I can still
buddy.
Do it. All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song or the haiku poem that you want to hear. Text it in 78592. Do you want a song? Do you want a haiku poem? And what would you like it to be? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke Fox.
Well, Brooke the name, all right? Screw you.
Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeffrey, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
A while back on the show, we talked about some of television's most famous catchphrases, including, "Did I do that?" from Urkel, "Lucy, I'm home" from Ricky Ricardo, and "How you doin'?" by Joey from Friends. But did you know there's one TV character who had a very famous catchphrase, but it was changed very slightly every episode? And over the course of the series, the character actually uses 367 different variations of their famous catchphrase. Which character is it?
Gosh, Jeffrey. It's just Homer Simpson saying "don't" different ways.
Just add an A.
Yeah, that had more O's on that one. Oh, the two exclamation points there.
Yeah.
Well, first I got to think of some famous catchphrases.
Hmm.
What about
what
did Kramer say on Seinfeld? Didn't he say, what about Newman?
Yeah,
on Seinfeld,
Newman.
Does that count as a catchphrase?
Yeah, and there
I
was
think
also
so.
Something about Serenity, right? Serenity Now.
I don't remember that one. Or on Cheers, Norm, when everybody it doesn't really
just
count, does it?
Catchphrases.
I don't know catchphrases.
Hmm.
Anybody know any other catchphrases?
I'm trying to think of some catchphrases, and I'm drawing a blank, too. I'm like, what other catchphrases were there?
What if it was like for a kid's show? We're thinking about adult stuff. What if it was like a kid's...
Like Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, like...
He says something about friends or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't Full House. One of the kids was like, "You gotta be kidding me, dude!"
She said,
"You got it, dude."
Yeah, you got it, dude. And then they also had "How rude!"
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Remember Stephanie?
That's right.
Who then later battled some meth. Talk about meth addiction.
Well, she was tired of all the rudeness.
Child actor gone wrong. But I can't think, like, how would that be any different from episode to episode? It'd have to be something I feel like that was a little bit longer.
Or reality TV, like the Survivor, The Tribe Has Spoken, or The Weakest Link, Goodbye. That's like a
but
game
it's
show.
It's always the exact same.
Yeah, I know.
And it has to be different.
Here's Johnny.
Just a movie.
Oh, sorry. I'm just thinking of anything right
I'm
now.
I'm going to go with Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson. Okay.
I don't know. I hate questions today.
There's a very famous TV character from the 1960s
what?
Who has a catchphrase that is now in the TV Hall of Fame, but his iconic phrase was altered slightly every single episode. So by the series finale, he had said his infamous line 367 different ways, including holy armadillo, holy hamburger, and holy unrefillable prescriptions.
What?
I'm of course talking about Robin from the 1960 show Batman.
Oh,
yeah, because it was always something different.
Because
oh,
why
right.
would really have... Robin from the 1960s Batman show come to mind?
Did you really say unrefillable prescriptions?
Yep. Holy unrefillable prescriptions, Batman.
what were they talking about at that episode,
yeah,
man?
Well.
And just those actors, they all love that stuff, no matter
Batman
what.
Hurt himself, and now he's got a pain pill addiction? I don't know.
The 60s was fun. You know how it ended up at the end of it.
Somebody texted in and wanted to hear Grease, oh, You're God. The One That I Want. So I got the lyrics for that. You can sing that whenever you're ready, Brooke.
I got chills, they're multiplying,
yeah.
And I'm losing control, cause the power you're supplying.
Oh,
sorry, smells coffee.
Smells coffee, hurry.
It's electrifying. I knew that's when you were going to do it.
Yep.
Damn it.
And now speaking of electrifying, you should clean that up before you get electrocuted from having coffee spilled everywhere on the electronics.
My bad.
Moving 92.5.